We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we continue the discussion of the subject humanism, with particular regard to humanism and religion. As unreal as it may seem, humanism has put on a cloak of religion. The United States Supreme Court has declared humanism to be a faith or religion. But what a religion to profess! The Almighty God of heaven is a hoax. Man is his own God, according to humanism. The sad and ironic fact is that while theistic religion has been barred from public education by the courts of our country, atheistic humanism, declared to be a religion by our high court, is not only allowed, but even sometimes encouraged in our educational institutions. Today, humanism are engaged in a battle for the control of the minds of mankind. I submit that God-fearing people must not only meet the challenge, but expose and oppose and defeat this materialistic ungodly philosophy, even sometimes dressed in a cloak of religion. It is regretful indeed that some honest and sincere people have been led to accept humanism on the basis of human values that resemble some principles of Christianity. For example, the golden rule, taught by our Lord in Matthew 7:12, is perverted. Some parents, teachers, community leaders, and some religious leaders think of humanism as an adjustment of human values for the benefit of human beings and to socially equip man for a changing modern society. But the mistaken, obviously, are not aware of the creed, doctrine, and practice of humanism. Humanism must be exposed for what it is. Humanism is a man-God religion, as affirmed by the United States Supreme Court in the cases of Picasso, 1961, and Seeger, in 1964. Just as much as the religion of Christianity, according to this edict. The mistaken may even refer to his anti-God religion as Christian humanism, although humanism may endeavor to clothe itself with some brand of religion. It is a no-God religion. Pope Paul VI proclaimed the Roman Catholicism, Christian humanism, and that authentic humanism must be Christian, and I'm quoting, "People today talk of humanism. Without Christ, there is no true humanism. True humanism must be Christian." Pope Paul's Christian message, 25th of December, 1969. And I continue quoting, "Using the powerful critical tools of science and logical analysis, modern man has recognized that the universe has no special human meaning or purpose, and that man is not a special product of creation." My friend, modern man now realizes that he is responsible in a large measure for his own destiny, according to humanism. Living on a minor planet, on the edge of a small galaxy, in a vast universe, man has come to see that he cannot look beyond himself for salvation. His future, if any, is within his own control. I have quoted that from the preface of the book, The Meaning of Humanism, The Humanist Alternative, by Paul Kurtz, page 5. And again, the book, Values and Faith, by Roland S. Larson and Doris Larson, gives insight to the subtle presentation of humanism to a religious society not well informed about the true identities of modern humanism. What might be surprising to some Christians is the fact that this book is being used by some churches called to be Christian to promote Christian humanism. Listen to this quotation. Are you listening? "We, the authors, assume throughout this book that God is absolute, the beginning point of ourselves and of our world. He loves us and acts to make himself known to us through the Bible, the church, the life of Christ, the activity of the Holy Spirit among us, revealing himself and his will to us through what we read, what we learn from other people, and what we experience every day. We are aware not only of the resources outside ourselves, but of resources within As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Dr. Paul Kurtz, the former editor of Humanist magazine, writes on the subject, Christian Humanism, as follows. Humanism cannot, in a fair sense of the word, apply to one who still believes in God as the source and creator of the universe. Christian humanism would be possible only for those who are willing to admit that they are atheistic humanists. It truly does not apply to God-intoxicated believers. Humanist Alternatives, page 177. There are more than 275,000 humanists in America, and their leaders, including many social, religious, political, and educational leaders, determined to make America anti-God humanist. They would like to make humanism an American national religion. You can count on some leaders of the National Council of Churches, leaders of the ERA movement, promoters of the gay homosexual movement, and some governmental and educational leaders as those who helped to promote humanism. Former Vice President Mondale was a participant in the 5th Congress of International Humanists, an ethical union, conducted at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, August 1970. He said, and I quote, "Although I have never joined Humanist Society, I think I am a member by inheritance. My preacher father was a humanist, and I grew up on a very rich diet of humanism from him. All of our family has been deeply influenced by the tradition, including my brother Lester, a Unitarian minister and chairman of the Fellowship of the Religious Humanists." That's a quotation from Battle of the Mind, page 139. Hear these comments from Paul Kurtz, editor, The Humanist Alternative, page 174 and 177. I quote, "Humanism cannot, in a fair sense of the word, apply to one who still believes in God as the source and creator of the universe. Christian humanism would be possible only for those who are willing to admit that they are atheistic humanists. Humanism today is being presented by the mistaken to an unbelieving and skeptical world in a dress of religion, thereby seeking to bring credibility to human philosophies. But such human philosophies destroys God and makes man a god himself. As unbelievable as it may seem, there are those who call themselves Christian humanists. My friends, I must say that Christian humanism is no more reasonable nor biblical than Christian atheism. One may as well say that there is unity in diversity. But you can be sure that Christianity and humanism, or Christianity and atheism, are incompatible. Humanism may be a brand of religion, but it is a religion unknown in the Bible. A religion without God. In fact, humanism, as it is known today, is an enemy of Christianity. Humanism espouses the worship and honor of man rather than the worship of God. The religion of Jesus Christ is humanistic only in the sense that God cares for human beings, insomuch that He gave His only begotten Son to save man from his sin. You read about that in John chapter 3 and verse 16. My friends, Christianity is not humanism, but Christianity loves human beings. And Christian behavior includes man's care and concern for his fellow man. This means benevolence, love, fellowship, and sacrifice. The early Christians practiced these qualities of care and concern for others. In particular, fellow Christians, as many as learned the truth of Almighty God and followed the instruction of the Lord. You may learn about that in Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45, which says, "And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and they sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all, according as man had need." End of quotation. Now, this is not an authoritative communistic practice. There were no authoritative hierarchies compelling such distribution of goods. First, it will be observed that the goods given to others were possessions of the giver. They were his goods to give as he desired. They sold their possession, the Bible says. Secondly, this act of benevolence and love for other human beings was motivated because of man's need, according as any man had need, the Bible says. These acts of love and fellowship were performed out of hearts of love. They did not have to do that. This manifestation of love on the part of Christians emanated from God, the source of love for humanity. The Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Herein was the love of God manifested in us, that God hath sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and that He sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Modern humanism is primarily concerned about human beings because man is God, according to them. True and pure religion serves humanity because man is the creature of God. The Bible says, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." James 1, verse 27. And again, Galatians 6, 2. "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And again, "As we have opportunity, therefore, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Ladies and gentlemen, that is practical Christianity, not materialistic humanism. What about this so-called value clarification? The atheistic humanistic idea and concept of life is making persistent efforts to induce, influence, or dictate their values of life in our educational system, as I have pointed out already. Values clarification is a movement for grade schools and high schools and colleges and universities. This philosophy of life, simply stated, is that each person determines his values of life based upon the premise that everything is relative, nothing is objectively right or objectively wrong. That actually means that no law nor discipline can have any binding power upon an individual. That eliminates God's laws or human laws of ethics and righteousness. The values clarification, so-called, is designed to eliminate God, the Bible, the church, and moral values of life. It means that there is no objective standard of authority by which a person's beliefs, attitudes, and conduct of life are to be regulated or disciplined. Furthermore, this means each person is his own God. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? Situation ethics prevails for him. Situations may vary, and whatever the individual thinks is right, to him it is right. And since there is no God as a source of authority, then everything goes. Nothing really right and nothing really wrong. Therefore, in the acceptance of the values clarification, nothing really matters except what matters to the individual himself. Even our children are being persuaded through this educational process that there is no absolute truth, and even if truth were absolute, it is not attainable. Truth is only relative, if there is any truth, according to this deceptive, false clarification of values. This false philosophy, ladies and gentlemen, will justify any conduct of life, regardless of any degree of immorality or disbelief in Almighty God and His power and dominion over man. Every person is his own God, and values of life and destiny are determined by the individual himself. Whatever he considers good, for him it is good, or not good, as he chooses. There can be no doubt about the militancy of men like humanist Paul Kirter, who declared, and I quote, "We are in the midst of humanist revolution in education. The schools are being shaken to their foundation as their most basic assumptions are being questioned." My friends, if there is any doubt in your mind about the desire of atheistic humanism to control our children in America and dethrone God and parents, read the Child's Bill of Rights by Richard Farson, the book Birthrights, A Child's Bill of Rights, Macmillan, 1974. This so-called Children's Bill of Rights would destroy parental authority over children, destroy faith in God and the Bible, and make the child even his own God. These so-called rights would have the children to make their own choices and decisions, be free to engage in sexual behavior as they may desire, never be spanked or endure corporal punishment by parents at home, be permitted to join labor unions, and have the right to vote. Can you imagine what America would be like with a society built upon such immoral, ungodly foundations as that? God forbid. Wake up, fathers and mothers, before it is too late. Modern humanism rejects all forms of absolute morality, encouraging permissiveness of sexuality, whereby a man may live in adultery without any conscience of wrong, regardless of what the Bible says about it. Humanism allows man to be his own God, to set his own standards of life. Humanism has no allegiance to God, the Creator. Humanism becomes a part of the worldwide rejection of all forms of delegated authority. Humanism has no fear of judgment, no fear of punishment in hell, no fear